stirred up, but we'll give all the background, I guess, on where it came from. But God is really wanting to deal with us on faith to make sure that we're walking in it so that when He returns, He will find faith on the earth. And it will be in us. It's in His children, His believers, His followers. There is something that goes beyond just our, and what I'm aiming at, and I'll keep on it for a lifetime now, is getting beyond just a Sunday morning relationship with God, that we have something that is so deep that it goes beyond just coming to church once a week or twice a week or whatever it is, but it's an everyday, all-day occurrence that we have this relationship with Him. But let's press in. Let's start with some prayer this morning. Father, we are lifting You up and thanking You. Father, thank You for Your glory. Thank You for shining in our life. Thank You for loving on us. Thanks for the beautiful day. Thanks for bringing us here that we can fellowship with one another and enter into Your presence. Thank You, Lord, for speaking to us right here and now. I pray that Your word is open to our ears and speaks profoundly into them, Father, in a way that we cannot deny, a way that we connect with, a way that changes our relationship with You and helps us to grow and to build up our faith in You. Lord, You have dealt to every man and woman a measure of faith. You have given us something to start with, and from that, we pray, Lord, that it continues to grow and flourish to the point we are glorifying You in every area of our life and everything that we do. We praise You for it. Thank You for it. It's in Jesus' name that we say, amen. Amen. So as the title would imply, I want to share a little bit this morning about growing our faith. Okay, building up something that, you know, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is something that is a daily part of our life that we want to live in. Okay, something that grows, like faith even, something that grows is alive. Okay, and every living thing gets its start somewhere. Okay, and that's where we're headed today, is that somewhere. Even that, you know, I don't know if you've ever noticed in between us and the neighbor here out in the parking lot, along that, the edge of that parking lot, there's all this rabbit bush and sagebrush and, you know, usual Wyoming kind of plants out there. But even that rabbit bush didn't just go poof, and all of a sudden here's this adult plant, right? It started out as this tiny little seed that got planted, and then it grew into what we see, these big bushes. You also, as a human being, okay, didn't just appear one day as a grown adult. Okay, you began, see how young our crowd is this morning, you began as a seed of your father that was planted in the fertile ground of your mother, and you were formed in that womb, and then began to develop, and then were born into this world as a newborn baby, and came into the world in that form. Okay, then with some nurturing and some care, okay, with some nourishment and protection, you continued to grow until you became who you are right now, an adult, or, you know, a young man or young woman. Okay, you grew into who you are at this point in life. Okay, even that bush that I referenced earlier, even that bush had to be cared for by God in order to reach adulthood. Okay, and it had to receive the sunlight that God made the sun. Okay, it had to receive the nourishment that it gets from the soil, and had to go through the pollination stuff and all those things. And it had to receive the nourishment and the water then that would cause it to grow and to flourish. Okay, it would cause it to develop. So if we apply this to our faith life, okay, we're talking about growing faith, right? Let's get to that. Okay, if we're talking about faith and applying this to our life of faith as a believer, a follower of Jesus, how do we grow in our faith and mature as a Christian? How do we do that? Okay, well, it all starts with the seed. Okay, just like the rabbit bush, just like you and I, it all begins with the seed. Okay, if you've been a believer for very long, you've probably read or at least heard about the parable of the seed and the sower that Jesus tells. Okay, it was at a point where people from all different backgrounds had gathered together to hear the words of Jesus, to hear what this man had to say. And he tells them a parable about the seed that is planted in various types of ground and what happens as a result. Okay, and I know I've shared, many, many pastors have shared on the ground, okay, and focused on that. Let's read part of that. I want to show you this in Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 4. When much people were gathered together and were come to him, come to Jesus out of every city, he spoke by a parable. He says, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground, and sprang up, and bare fruit, and hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, like I said, a lot of messages have been given on the seed and the soil that it lands in. Okay, but I noticed as the disciples, some of the closest people to Jesus, heard these words. Okay, they were musing over it. They were meditating on what he was saying. They were trying to get that deep spiritual meaning that Jesus was implying. Then one of them finally asked, Lord, tell us the meaning of the parable. And I think that alone is a profound thing for us to think about. If you're struggling understanding something from God's word, ask God to tell you, what does this mean? Because he will. He loves to show you what his word means, what he meant. Well, Jesus, as he is asked this, his explanation, his definition of this parable and understanding of it starts out with an extremely simple, yet I keep using the word profound because that's the best one for it. It's an extremely simple and yet profound explanation of how our faith grows. Let's look at Luke 8:11. Jesus says very plainly, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Everybody say, the seed is the word of God. That's what Jesus was telling them. That's his explanation. That's where he begins helping them to understand. The seed is the word of God. Okay? The seed, in other words, is where our faith begins. Okay? Jesus used the example of a seed in many of his teachings. Okay? He used it to point us to the fact that the seed is the beginning of your faith. Okay? He told us that if we had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say unto the sycamore tree, be plucked up by the roots and be cast into the sea, and it would obey you. Okay? That was one example of using the seed. Another one is in Matthew 13:31. Jesus, it says, put another parable unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. In other words, it's small. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Okay, a tiny seed of faith. Not much bigger than a pinhead. Okay, does anybody use pins anymore? How about the tip of a pen? Maybe we can relate to that a little bit better. Smaller than a stylus. Okay, a tiny seed of faith, something that is not much bigger than a little tiny pinhead, grows into something big enough to be a sanctuary and a resting place and provide some nourishment for others. Okay, there's a message in that. The concept of the seed that is planted that then grows into something bigger that produces beneficial fruit has been said by God himself that it will never stop happening. Okay, that is something I want to get in on, right? If God says this is always going to be this way, that means if I get in on this, I'm going to get to this because God said it's going to happen. There's no doubt. Okay, if you remember after the great flood, Noah and the animals are on the ship, and eventually the waters recede and they go down, and Noah, when he gets to the place where he can see dry ground and the ship anchors, so to speak, he gets out and he emerges from that ark and he builds an altar unto God on the dry ground. And as he does, he's doing it to worship his Savior, the one that just saved him, and his God. And it was at that point when God tells Noah this fact about seeds. In Genesis 8:22, God says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Seed time and harvest will never cease. It is a principle that God put in place. The planting of seeds will always be the beginning of something greater. Okay, the harvest of the good stuff begins with the planting of the seed. It's going to happen. God says that it will. Okay, and the best part about the seed that grows into producing fruit is that God says that He will even give us the original seeds to plant. Remember I said earlier, God has dealt to every man and woman a measure of faith. You have that seed in you already. Okay, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Let's just look at verse 10. It says, now he that ministereth the seed to the sower both ministers bread for your food and multiplies your seed sown and increases the fruits of your righteousness. I want to read this exact same verse again out of the Amplified Bible. It helps explain it. In 2 Corinthians 9:10, and the Amplified says, and God, okay, just clearing that up, God who provides what? Seed to the sower. Okay, God who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing. Okay, that's the point of the seed. He gave you a seed, go plant the seed. The seed will grow into something else. You harvest that, and then you got more to plant again. Okay, God set us up for success by this seed of faith that He put inside of us. Okay, He says that He provide and multiply resources for sowing and increases the fruits of your righteousness, okay, which will manifest itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. Okay, now remember Jesus' answer to the parable of the seed and sower. Luke 8:11 says, now the parable is this, the seed is the Word of God. The seed, or the Word of God, is where it starts. Okay, the wisdom that you need to deal with that situation you're in starts with the Word of God. Okay, the guidance that you need to be able to make it through what you're about to go through or what you're going through or what you've been through, the guidance that you need starts with the Word of God. Okay, your great ideas, okay, for a better life, for an abundant life, comes from the Word of God. And the faith that you need to follow your Savior begins with the Word of God. Now, I remember one time several years ago that I went to they called it a Jubilee conference. It was at Marilyn Hickey's church. It's outside, just on the other side of Denver. They called it the Orchard Road Christian Center. Okay, and I had been there before with some friends. We had gone to the conference, and this was another year later, and they were hosting another one. They had some awesome speakers that they would bring in for this conference. And one of them, fairly early in the day, like in the morning session, taught on the mustard seed-sized faith. Okay, just a powerful message on faith. There was like, I think it was three services in the day. And so as that conference got on to the evening service, we would leave and come back. I went to see a friend and go with this friend. As it got on to that evening service, I remember that they took up an offering, like they do, right? Certain conferences, they'll take up an evening offering. The problem was that by the time we got to the evening offering, I was flat broke. I didn't even have a dime, literally not a penny or a dime in my pocket at that point. I had been completely blessed by these speakers, okay, all throughout that conference, and I really wanted to be able to give something at this offering. But I had spent almost everything I had in my checking account to get to that conference, okay? And the little bit that I had left, I used to help buy my friends some groceries. Okay? They were going through a tough time. House was in foreclosure. It was a bad situation. That's why I went to see them. So I spent the little bit of money that I had left on buying them some groceries and taking them to this conference. And then as the speakers, I felt led to give. And so I used some of the little bit that I had left and I sewed it into the morning offering, just anticipating it's all going to be okay. Now, after I noticed that they were taking this offering in the evening service and they started talking about it and they were going to start asking for people to come forward, all that I had left in my pocket at that moment was a handful of mustard seeds that the speaker that spoke in the morning session had given out as part of a connection, you know, real life way to connect with that message. So as they held the offering, they began playing the music. Okay, the people were walking to the front to place their offering into the basket. And all I had was this handful of mustard seeds. So I marched straight to the front, and I figured I would plant seeds of faith. The Bible says that you reap what you owe, or sow, excuse me. Wow. That was a bad one. You reap what you sow. So I knew that if I sowed money, I would reap money. But right at that moment, all I had was my faith. So I sowed my faith into that bucket. I'm sure the guy that was holding the bucket thought, what in the world is this guy doing? I still remember the look on his face. Now, did it actually do anything? You might ask that. Did it actually do anything to throw a handful of seeds into an offering bucket? Well, here's how the rest of the night played out. Now, I had driven to Denver to see my friend, to go to this conference in a 1987 AMC Eagle. Okay, and if you're familiar, they're like the old four-door station wagon, four-wheel drive station wagon kinds of things. Okay, I had picked one up, bought one from a friend, and fixed it up a little bit. It was four-wheel drive, which I needed. It was the middle of winter. The roads were snow-packed and icy when I left. It had snowed the night before. Okay, they had plows out, but people had driven on it. It was very icy and tough driving, so I couldn't drive my other car. I drove that. I had used the last little bit of money in my checking account. I had a debit card. I had used that to fill up with gas before I left, planning for it to be enough to get me there and back. As it turned out, it took over a half a tank just to get there. Okay, and then I drove my friend to the grocery store and got some groceries, spent some more cash that I had then, and then I drove back and forth to the conference a couple of times. So by the time that evening service came around, and I started to head home after that, I was down to less than a quarter of a tank of gas in my rig. I knew that when I went into that evening service. Of course, I'm paying attention, thinking, how am I going to get home? How am I going to get home? I didn't say anything to my friend. But I knew that when I was going into that evening session. I knew that there was no way on earth that it was going to be enough to get me home. Okay? I knew that I could not make it home on the amount of gas that I had left, apart from a miracle of God. Okay, so at that moment, when I threw those seeds of faith into that basket, I had nothing but faith to make it home on. I needed some fruit. I needed something. So I resorted back to the seed. Jesus said that the seed is the word of God, right? Luke 8:11. God's holy word says that faith comes by hearing and by hearing God's word, right? So I put the word of God on tape, okay, 1987 vehicle. I put the word of God on a cassette tape into that thing as I started my journey home from Denver. At the time, I lived in Laramie. God's word says that he shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. The seed of God's word says that his favor encompasses round about me like a shield. The seed of the word of God says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I drove out of Denver believing that by some miracle of God, I am going to make it all the way to Laramie. Now, at that time, it was snowing like crazy. Okay, it had started snowing shortly after I got to Denver, and then it snowed all day. There was probably 4 or 5 inches of snow on the roads already. And I rightly assumed that the interstate between Cheyenne and Laramie, they closed it all the time back then even, so I rightly assumed that they were going to be closing that. So I got off the interstate at Fort Collins, and I took that two-lane road, what is it, 287 or whatever it is, and I took that two-lane road home from there. Now, there's one gas station, if you get out of Fort Collins, I don't know if it's 10 miles out or something, there's this little kind of a gas station, convenience store kind of place. And as I approached that gas station, I knew this would be my only chance left. And I looked at my gauge, and it was below the E already. So I shook my head, shrugged my shoulders, and said, by God's miracle, I will make it home. My faith is in God. Now, did sowing seeds into that basket actually influence my future? Okay, all I know is that I made it home by a miracle of God that night and did not run out of gas. Okay, my God did supply my need. God's word is a seed that is planted inside of us that grows. Okay, 2 Peter 3:18 says to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who him be both glory now and forever. Amen. So where do we get that seed that grows in grace, that unmerited, unearned favor of God? Okay, that favor with God and man comes from the Word. Jesus said in Mark chapter 4 that the kingdom of God is like a man that casts seed into the ground, and then he sleeps and he awakes, and he sleeps and he awakes night and day. And the seed springs up and grows, even though he doesn't know exactly how it happens. That's because it happens by faith. Okay, it comes by faith. Now, the Bible tells us that we should desire the sincere milk of the word like a newborn babe, knowing that through that word we shall grow thereby. The Word of God is what causes us to grow up into Christ, to mature as a believer. So we should read it. We should hear it. Okay, we should study it. Okay, and study it both topically, you know, where you've got a need and you're trying to figure out what does God say about this. Fill in the blank. And you study God's Word to learn everything that He has to say about that particular topic. But then also study it line by line and word for word. What is God's Word? What does it really mean? What was the Greek? Or what is the root word of these, root meaning of these words? When you want to know how to effectively change your life from your old ways to your new ways in Christ, the answer is in the Word of God. If you want to know how to invest what God has given you, or what possessions are really important to have and not so important to have in life, or you shouldn't even have, or whatever, the Word of God is where those answers begin. Okay, to grow your faith that you need to live as a believer, you're going to need to plant that seed of the Word of God deep down inside of you. Okay, then water it by meditating on it. Water it by studying it, reading on it, day and night. Okay, let it grow and produce the faith that pleases God. Okay, the seed is in you when you study and read the Word. Amen, amen. Father God, I pray this morning, I want to lift up You, Father, as our source. I want to lift You up as the answer. Father, You have spoken. You have laid upon holy men of God to put into writing things that we now have as Your Word. I pray that we press into it with a fervor, looking for every answer, every solution, every need that we have in life, that we will look to Your Word for that answer. I pray that You'll stir up the faith by reading of Your Word and hearing Your Word, and let it grow inside of us to the point that we will step out in faith, that we will walk by faith and not by sight. Father, that we give You the glory and the praise for what You do on a regular basis because of Your faith that is in us. Father, let it grow and take us beyond our current situation. Let it take us beyond ourselves, our hang-ups. Let it take us beyond who we thought You were, who we thought we were, and take us into who we are in Christ. Father, we're praising You this morning. We're lifting You up, exalting You, worshiping You. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You for growing it inside of us. Thank You for letting it be alive. Thank You for planting that seed to us in the beginning so that we can grow in faith, grow in grace, grow in understanding and knowledge of our Savior. Father, we praise You for it. We thank You. It's in Jesus' name that we say, amen. Amen and amen.